And now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Huggy.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The BET Awards was everything last night. I was tuned in from beginning to end, y'all, even when the cameraman cut to the audience of people we didn't know.
Right.
You would have thought I was a Saint fan as many times as I said who that last night, Sybil. Did y'all see Toni Braxton and Baby sitting beside each other?
What?
I think it might be official, y'all. We can start calling them Toni Baby. Yep, let's put some respect on that relationship. Did y'all see Scott Disick looking out of place? He looked like they picked the wrong door on Let's Make a Deal, y'all. Tom, Sybil, J, did y'all see the material on Morris Chestnut's suit last night?
Yeah.
It looked like the interior of a Chrysler Burn, Tom. He looked like a booth in Johnny Rockets. And please tell me y'all saw that rapper designer. He's the one that sing that song Panda.
Yeah.
He looked more like a Kung Fu Panda last night. He kept doing some weird hip-hop Holy Ghost move where he ran through the audience and kept throwing the microphone up in the air, Jay, like it was a hot mic. But that didn't take the cake. He looked like Shabba Ranks, Craig Mack, and Flavor Flav, son, y'all. He was scaring the hell out the other rappers. And congratulations to Samuel L. Jackson on his Lifetime Achievement Award,
right,
y'all. He was introduced by Purple Spikes from the box of Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Why Spike be wearing those damn hats, Sybil? Won't he do the right thing? He looked like Mr. Peanut from Planners, don't he? And Jermaine Dupri is getting smaller and smaller. He looks like a musical emoji.
He looking like an emoji.
A musical emoji, Tom. Get it right. And did y'all see Fat Joe and French Montana performing a song All the Way Up? They look like rapping matadors. Who the hell dressed them last night? Stevie Wonder got another chance to send Prince off BET style, y'all. He left Madonna at home. Stevie showed up with Tori with the good hair. I said, look at her with her new peaches. Janelle Monáe, Jennifer Hudson, Erykah Badu, and Bilal and Sheila E. You can't spell tribute without an E, y'all. She was sliding on the floor, playing the drums, the guitar. It felt like the overflow room of a home-going service last night. And what can I say about Jesse Williams' speech?
Whoa,
what an orator, Sybil. You talking about a righteous brother? He did he move the crowd, Sybil?
Yes, he did.
Did he move the crowd?
Yes, he did.
He single-handedly, Tom, brought it back for every light-skinned, brought it back for Steph and Golden State losing. He brought it back. The women was turned on. They was giving him some activists last night, boy. And the brothers was inspired. Well done, Jesse Williams, and well done, Steve. Did you hear Jesse say, if you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down.
Yeah.
I think Hillary found her running mate, y'all.
Okay.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.